Another major oil company has announced it will exit Alaska's Arctic waters. Norwegian oil company Statoil said today it will end exploration efforts in the Chukchi Sea and close its Anchorage office. The decision comes just 2 months after Shell ended its quest to drill in the Arctic Ocean, citing disappointing results at its first well. Statoil spokesman Peter Simons says the Chukchi just didn't stack up against the company's other options worldwide.
Based on a number of different criteria, the leases in the Chukchi were considered not competitive within the global context.
He says that's in part because of the Arctic's difficult environment and high cost at a time of plunging oil prices. But Shell's exit also influenced the decision. Shell would have been an anchor tenant for the region, building out infrastructure that other companies could piggyback on.
That certainly would have enhanced the commerciality of our leases. So it certainly played a role.
Statoil owned 16 leases in the Chukchi Sea and shared ownership with ConocoPhillips on 50 others. It bought the leases for about $75 million in 2008, the same year Shell bought its leases. Shell was the only company to drill in the region, but Simons says Statoil conducted seismic and other studies. The leases expire in 2020, and earlier this fall, the Obama administration declined both Shell and Statoil's request to extend them, saying the companies had presented no concrete plans for exploration. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan both issued statements blaming federal regulators for Statoil's decision, but Simons says it wasn't the main issue.
You know, the regulatory framework certainly has influenced, but it is not a primary driver. This is a commercial decision first and foremost.
Simons says the company has only two employees in its Anchorage office. Besides the Chukchi leases, the company has no other holdings in Alaska. Statoil still has active leases in Arctic waters off Russia and Greenland and is producing oil from an offshore site in Norway's Barents Sea.